Today, we're going to look at waves. Not just the waves of the sea, although they are part of what I'll be talking about, but any type of wave. Basically, what physicians mean when they talk about waves is a disturbance, an oscillation if you like, that travels through time and space. A wave is basically a transfer, a movement of energy, but the thing that it's moving through, the medium, does not move. At least it doesn't move significantly. It may be disturbed slightly, but it doesn't travel along with the wave. Water, for example. If you touch the surface of the water, you get a radial wave that travels out from the center. The water itself doesn't move, though, just the wave. The medium is deformed, though, but the deformation reverses itself. In other words, it's disturbed, and then it goes back to normal. Sound waves, for example. As they travel, air molecules collide with each other, but as they collide, they bounce back to more or less where they started from. The status quo is restored. The molecules don't keep traveling along. Waves can take either of two forms, longitudinal or transverse. These terms dictate how the energy moves, how it is transferred. I find the best way to imagine this is to think of a spring, a very, very long spring, and you're holding the spring out in front of you, and it's lying on the floor. Now, you move your end of the spring up and down, and the spring creates waves, up and down waves, like the waves on the sea. You'd get the same effect if you had a rope. The wave is called a transverse wave. The movement, which provides the source of the wave, we call that propagation, is up and down, but the wave moves along, so it's perpendicular, at right angles, to the propagation. The highest point that the wave reaches is called the crest, and the lowest point is the trough, and the distance between the two crests and the two troughs is one wavelength. The other type of wave is longitudinal. Imagine your spring again, but this time you are going to pump it forwards and back, and you'll see parts of the spring compress in some places and extend in others, and the compressed part will move along until it reaches the end of the spring. We call these compression and expansion, and the distance between two points of equal compression or expansion is one wavelength. We've got two types of waves, mechanical and electromagnetic. Mechanical waves can be transverse or longitudinal, but all electromagnetic waves are transverse. The difference between them is that mechanical waves travel through a medium, while electromagnetic waves don't require anything to travel through. In other words, they can travel through a vacuum, through outer space, for example. Electromagnetic waves are created by the vibration of an electric charge, creating a wave which has both an electric and a magnetic component. Electromagnetic waves can travel through a medium, but every time an electromagnetic wave hits the atom of a material, the energy of that wave is absorbed, causing the atoms in the material to vibrate. After a while, the vibrations create a new electromagnetic wave with the same frequency as the first, but this stopping and starting creates a delay which affects the speed at which the wave travels. If the material is especially dense, with atoms packed tightly together, the wave will encounter more atoms, so speed will be further reduced. In a vacuum, there is nothing to stop it, so the wave can travel at its maximum speed, which we call C. I just want to mention briefly another type of wave, which is rather complicated, called the gravitational wave, which is another wave that researchers also believe travel through space. They were predicted to exist by Einstein in 1916 as part of his theory of relativity and are said to be ripples in the curvature of space-time, which propagate as a wave, traveling outward from the source. Theoretically, they can transport energy as gravitational radiation. Gravitational radiation has not actually been directly detected yet, though there is indirect evidence for its existence. For example, the 1993 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for research in gravitational waves, and in March 2014, astronomers at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics claimed they had detected and produced an image of gravitational waves using their gravitational wave detectors. But once their research was peer-reviewed, there was less confidence that they had actually done so.